Welcome to the Vitality Radio Podcast, your source for the truth about health, wellness, and real alternatives to drugs, surgeries, and the status quo of healthcare. Here, you'll find information that empowers you to take control of your health. But it's not just about health and wellness. It's about the politics of healthcare and protecting your health freedom. Now, here's your host, Jared St. Clair.
Hello and welcome to Vitality Radio. I'm your host each and every week. My name is Jared St. Clair, and it's good to be back in the saddle this week after being gone for about 8 days to Expo West, the biggest natural products show in the world that I'm aware of. I've been going to that thing since I was 12. I've missed a few years here and there, but I figure I've been at least 35 times probably to that show, which is kind of crazy. I did a lot of Instagram stuff while I was there. So if you follow my Instagram at Vitality Nutrition Bountiful, you may have seen some of the people I interviewed or talked to a little bit anyway while I was there, some of which I will be interviewing on Vitality Radio coming up, and some of which I have already interviewed on Vitality Radio. I was able to meet the great Dr. Zach Bush from Ion Biome again. Not meet, I've met him. I've actually interviewed him years ago on the show. We'll link to that episode because that was 6 years ago now. Also met his chief of education, who was absolutely fantastic. Her name is Kim Stevens. And she's going to be on the show to talk more about restoring the proper gut microbiome and various ways that we can do just that. And also some really cool new information about what you can do to fix the skin microbiome as well. So some really good stuff there. I was able to meet with my old friend Robert Scott Bell again and Max Willis again. Spent 30 or so minutes with Carlin Call from Just Ingredients. And she's agreed to come back on Vitality Radio. We're going to have a very unique show with her that I think will give you some really cool insight into what she's doing. So if you're a fan of Carlin's like I am, you'll want to stay tuned for that. So lots of good things that came from that show. One of the things I'm maybe the most excited about is I met an incredible Turkish woman who is the owner of a company called Bee, B-E-E, as in honeybee, and U. B&U is a Turkish company that is making really, really premium bee-related products out of things like royal jelly, of course, honey, and bee pollen and bee propolis, along with a few other things that are a little outside of that box. She is a fascinating human being. We spent a good 20 minutes talking to her, and she's agreed to come on Vitality Radio. We're going to talk about the miracle of the hive, as I like to call it, which is a show I've been wanting to do for a long time. And now I've got someone who is a true expert in the field that will come on to talk about that. So lots of really great stuff coming up. Another thing that has been decided, I was discussing this with Jessica, who produces the show and is also my assistant in 100 other things that we do at Vitality Nutrition and Vitality Radio. She and I have decided that we're going to do a Q&A show about once a month, at least we're going to try. So about every 8 episodes or so, we'll do a question and answer show based on questions that we've received on Instagram, Facebook, through the chat at vitalitynutrition.com, questions that have been asked, especially if they've been asked multiple times at Vitality Nutrition, whether over the phone at 801-292-6662 or in person, people that have come into Vitality in Bountiful to see us. So what I've discovered anyway, is that as this show has grown, and it has grown a lot, and I owe a lot of that, of course, well, I owe all of that to you, wonderful people listening who have decided not just to tune in, but to continue to tune in to the show. I'm getting inundated with lots of really great questions, some of which I've answered on the podcast. Whenever somebody asks a question that's already been answered on the podcast, we just refer you back to that podcast, and then, you know, please ask follow-up questions if you have them. But many of these are questions that I recognize I haven't addressed on the podcast, or at least not thoroughly. and probably need to do so. So the Q&A shows will be that. I'll spend maybe 5 to 15 minutes on each question, depending on how much detail is required there, and we'll be doing a lot of that in the very near future. Today's episode is even, it was related to what I just said in that this is a question I get a lot that I have addressed on the podcast, but not probably as thoroughly as I need to. A week or so ago, I did an episode where I talked a lot about shingles. And I realized that that is a question I get all the time that I haven't addressed very thoroughly on the podcast. Another question I get all the time is hypertension or high blood pressure. Are there things that are available naturally that can help with that? Keeping in mind, of course, that I'm not a doctor and this is not medical advice. This is for educational purposes only. But yes, there are things that have excellent clinical research showing that they can potentially help maintain proper blood pressure levels. And I look at blood pressure the same way as I look at pretty much any other symptom that you may have with your health. And that is, it is a signal from your body to your brain, to your mind, saying, hey, something's wrong down here. Help me fix it. And that's blood pressure, high blood pressure to a T. So the question is, well, what the heck is wrong down there? And that's what I want to talk about today on Vitality Radio. I'm going to give you my personal opinion on what's probably, at least often anyway, going on in the cardiovascular system that would increase blood pressure. There are lots of factors, of course, and we'll talk about some of those factors. But one of the things that I think people don't recognize or associate with high blood pressure is a big topic of what I'm going to talk about today, and that's nitric oxide and how nitric oxide works within the body. So if you're dealing with blood pressure concerns, if you have someone who you love who is dealing with blood pressure concerns, if you're looking for things that can naturally help the body to maintain proper and healthy blood pressure levels, this show is for you. I'll lay it out in as good a detail as I possibly can. Again, remembering that I am not a doctor and this is not medical advice. This is what I have determined based on the information that I've seen, studied up on, and personally experienced with my clients over the last, 40-ish years of doing Vitality Nutrition and over the last 16, 17 years of doing Vitality Radio podcast. So let's jump into it. Remember that if you do have questions, though, there's a few ways to reach us. And if you want your question answered on a podcast, then when you reach out to Instagram, Facebook, or even at vitalitynutrition.com, go ahead and say, hey, this is a question I'd love to have answered on the podcast, and I'll put it on the list of Q&A, kind of a mailbag type show that I'm going to do. A lot of podcasters do that. I always enjoy those podcasts just decided maybe I should do that as well. So that's what we're going to do. And you can also call us at 801-292-6662 and ask your questions directly there as well. I want to reiterate this. I mentioned this in the last couple episodes. I'll probably continue to mention it. I am considered, the guy at Vitality Nutrition. Makes sense. I own the place. I've owned it for the last 30 years. I've worked there since I was, 7 years old. I get all that. But I've got a fantastic crew of people. My son works there. He's been with me for about 9 years now. Josh works there. He's been with me for about 8 years now. Nola works there. She's been with me about 11 or 12 years now. Jen, my now wife, former friend and then girlfriend, has been with me now for about 5 years. We have a crew that has been serving our customers for a long time. We have lots and lots of great education among that team. And so if you want to get questions answered, you don't necessarily have to wait for me to answer them. You can reach directly out to Vitality Nutrition, either on the chat at vitalitynutrition.com or directly over the phone, 801-292-6662. Let's talk blood pressure. Okay, so blood pressure is known as hypertension, right? It's a prevalent concern worldwide. It's a little higher in the U.S. than it is in other places. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. The biggest one probably being diet. Second biggest one being a very sedentary lifestyle that many of us are accustomed to, unfortunately, including me. I talked to my friend Nikki, who does the, Now I'm trying to remember. She just changed the name of her podcast, but Nikki Wolf, fantastic person. I just was on her show a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, I was talking to her about it, and she was on talking to me, and I said, you know, one of the things that I need to do that she does that I haven't done yet, but I will do, and you'll see video evidence of it potentially very soon when I get into my new studio down at Vitality Nutrition, is a treadmill underneath my standing desk, which is what I intend to be using. I'm actually using a standing desk when I'm doing most of my work now. I still sit to produce this show, to record the show, simply because that's the setup I've got right now. But over the next month or so, I'll be in my new studio. We're going to be doing more video. We're going to start posting things on YouTube. And you may actually see me walking as I work, which I highly recommend to anybody. Standing, walking, get off your butt. If you've got high blood pressure, there's a big deal there. So anyway, what is high blood pressure? Well, I mentioned or alluded to this earlier that I think what a lot of people don't consider when they think about high blood pressure, many people consider stress. Lots of people consider sodium because we're told that, you know, high salt diets are an issue for blood pressure. I don't totally agree with that specifically, and I want to address that. The thing that I think flies under the radar is the actual condition of the vascular tissue itself. If you think about a muscle, you know, take your bicep, for instance. When you flex your bicep, you've been working out real hard, it's going to be a little bigger, it's going to be a little stronger, it's going to be a little firmer, right? If you haven't been working out too much, it's going to be a little soft, not super strong, and not probably all that big either. That's kind of how muscles work, right? Well, vascular tissue is not technically a muscle, but it is tissue that, if exercised, and I'm going to talk about what I mean by that, but if exercised, can become healthier is right, probably the right word, and stronger, more resilient, all of that kind of stuff. You know, we think of aging, and oftentimes we think of our joints, and we think of our bones in many cases. Often we think of our skin, you know, the wrinkles that we didn't used to have on the forehead, and the laugh lines, and all these different things. And we think about all of that stuff, and all of that stuff has a lot to do with, you know, a loss of elasticity, right? As we, our skin becomes less elastic, our joints become less pliable and a little more, you know, brittle, a little more dry as we produce less hyaluronic acid, that type of thing. Well, then we end up with, you know, aging in those areas. We end up with more rigidity, oftentimes more inflammation, certainly less elasticity. Things become less pliable. Well, the vascular system is that way as well, and that's known as vascular aging. And it's characterized simply by a diminished elasticity in the function of blood vessels. So if you think about blood, and I'm going to take this very simple terms. We're not going to talk very medically here. Again, I'm not a doctor, but just in really easy to understand terms. If you think about a vein or an artery, right? As blood is flowing through that artery, it's not like plumbing. It's not going to be a hard PVC pipe. It's not going to be a copper pipe or a lead pipe or whatever you might have in your home. It's not going to be that. It's going to be this tissue that is still a pipe, essentially, right? But as the blood flows through it, it needs to be able to kind of expand and contract, because if you think about how your heart works and the heartbeat and your pulse, you'll recognize that blood is kind of flowing, you know, a bit at a time, right? In cycles. It's not just a constant pressure that's moving through the vascular system. And so as that's happening, the vascular system needs to expand and contract and expand and contract. And that's known as vasodilation or vasoconstriction, right? Well, as the vascular system ages, in many cases or in all cases with aging, it's going to become less elastic, and therefore the contraction is not going to be as efficient, and the dilation is not going to be as efficient as it once was. And this can create more rigidity in the vascular system, and it can become more like a PVC pipe that doesn't move at all. And then that means that pressure is going to increase because blood flow is not as efficient as it otherwise could be. That is a really important concept to wrap your head around when you're thinking about high blood pressure. If you've got high blood pressure, there's a very good chance that you've got some excess, we'll say, vascular aging going on. Now, yes, 20-year-olds can have high blood pressure, but it's much more common when we get into our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and up. And unfortunately, as with many things that I've witnessed over the 40-plus years that I've done this, I have seen the age of hypertension get lower, meaning more and more younger people coming in saying, hey, I've got high blood pressure than what I used to see. And I think a lot of that has to do with diet. A lot of that has to do with lack of cardiovascular exercise, a lot more sitting and watching as opposed to participating in a more physical way in life, okay? But regardless of your age, if you're experiencing this, there's a really good chance that vascular aging is part of the issue. So what do we need to do about that? That's what I aim to discuss during this episode of Vitality Radio. But first, let me address the sodium thing. So you've heard me talk about something called real salt. You've probably also heard of Himalayan salt. You've probably heard of Celtic salt or pink salt. I don't really care, honestly, where you get your salt from, so long as you get, and the brand name is Real Salt, but it doesn't need to be that brand, although that's the one I'm partial to, and it's my personal favorite right here in Utah, the Real Salt people. But they picked the right name because it is real salt. Real meaning as nature intended it, as God put it here. Meaning it's not just sodium. It's got all those other minerals there as well. They haven't gone through what man does and extracted just sodium. That's table salt. That's that white crap that's on the restaurant shelf or the restaurant table, and hopefully not in your house. Now, if you've got the white stuff that says sea salt, like Morton sea salt, yes, it came from the sea, but they've also concentrated that into basically just sodium as well. You don't want that. That, I think, is where a lot of the issues with blood pressure and sodium come from, is that you're using sodium in isolation. Well, sodium was never found in isolation in nature. It's always found with other minerals, specifically other electrolytes like magnesium and calcium and chloride itself, which is the form of sodium that's found in seawater, sodium chloride, and also potassium, right? You have those naturally there. I have had more, I don't know how many people, it's got to be dozens now at least, who've come to me over the years and said, you know what, I had a little bit of high blood pressure. I switched over to real salt or Celtic salt or, you know, some other form of whole salt, and I don't have a high blood pressure anymore. I cook with it, I eat with it, season all my food with it, I don't have high blood pressure. Well, yeah, because when you do what nature put here for us, what the good Lord himself put here for us, generally speaking, you're going to do a little bit better than if you tweak it like a man tends to do. So I'm not a big fan of reducing sodium as the first option for hypertension. Now, if you're eating a very high salt diet, maybe. But in many cases, we actually need more electrolytes, including sodium, for proper blood flow, for proper hydration and things like that. So just reducing salt will, in most cases, reduce high blood pressure, but it doesn't necessarily improve your health. And that's probably the big key there. I've talked so much, and so I'm not going to spend much time on it here, but the first thing that you always should consider if you're dealing with blood pressure issues is at least making sure that you're properly hydrated. Plenty of water and plenty of minerals, specifically the electrolyte minerals, and even more specifically, magnesium. Magnesium is a critical mineral most of us are deficient in. That's why it's part of my Vital Five. And magnesium alone, in many cases, can balance out blood pressure for kind of obvious reasons. Magnesium allows the muscles to relax as opposed to contract. It helps to keep things calm and relaxed and balanced in the muscular system, in the nervous system, and all of that plays a role in the cardiovascular system because the heart itself is a muscle. So 300 to 400 milligrams of magnesium bisglycinate is always a good idea for just about everybody because of this deficiency that we have, and making the move to taking more magnesium, or taking magnesium if you weren't taking it, and switching to a real salt product, a salt that has all the minerals in it, not just sodium, that in and of itself can right the ship in many cases. However, if it doesn't, then we need to look at what's really going on, you know, kind of beneath the surface. And I think it's relatively safe to assume in most people that there's probably at least some vascular aging going on. And even if there's not, and this is an important thing, more nitric oxide, based on all the research that I've read, everything that I could find, is never going to be a problem for the body. Your body utilizes nitric oxide very, very efficiently. It has all kinds of benefits, primary benefits as well as side benefits associated with it. And so getting nitric oxide up makes a lot of sense. So now let's talk about what nitric oxide is. So it's a gas that your body produces on a regular basis. It is made primarily through something, an amino acid called L-arginine. L-arginine hits the endothelial wall, that's the inside of the vascular wall, and when it hits, there is a natural conversion that I call a little miniature explosion into a gas called nitric oxide. When the arginine hits the endothelial wall, and this happens, this isn't just one little thing. This is thousands and thousands and thousands of these reactions, because you get it every time you eat any protein that has arginine in it, which almost all protein has arginine in it, and then also when you supplement. So you've got this happening all the time. The body's constantly making nitric oxide. And with that explosion creates, something is created called vasodilation that I talked about, right? It opens up the vascular wall. So if you can imagine, if you can see in your mind's eye, this little vein that's running through your body, having these little micro explosions that are pushing against the vascular tissue, against the inside walls of that vascular system, it's essentially internal exercise for the cardiovascular system. It's creating the need for that tissue to flex and push against what it normally would do, because you're putting more pressure on the vascular tissue itself. Not so much pressure that you're going to cause injury or anything like that. It's very mild. But over time, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of these nitric oxide reactions occur. Then all of a sudden, the tissue becomes what? Well, more exercised, more vascularly integrous, higher integrity of the vascular tissue, but primarily just simply more elastic, as it was when it was younger. There's a guy named Dr. Ignaro. Dr. Ignaro won the Nobel Prize for Medicine back in 1994 or 96, I can't remember, for his discovery of how nitric oxide actually works inside the human body. And he spent most of the rest of his career studying it and trying to figure out how to increase more, or how to make more nitric oxide. And he's the one that determined that two amino acids make the most sense, L-arginine and L-citrulline. And I can talk about that a little bit in a second, but basically what he was able to actually show in his research was that if you could get consistently higher levels of nitric oxide, that your vascular tissue would literally become younger. You would reverse vascular aging. Okay, that is awesome. So instead of decreased elasticity and increased stiffness and impaired overall endothelial function, that inner wall of vascular system not functioning like it should be, now we actually end up with the opposite: increased elasticity, less elasticity, less stiffness, more pliable vascular tissue. Really, really, really cool. And the research on this is incredibly clear. Tons of excellent research. So let's talk about some of the clinical evidence of this. In a randomized controlled trial involving adults with mild hypertension, mild high blood pressure, found that supplementation of L-arginine specifically significantly improved endothelial function and arterial compliance, indicating enhanced vascular elasticity. Exactly what I just said. So it's not theory. There's actually really great clinical research showing that this is the case. Another study investigating the effects of L-citrulline, the other amino acid, supplementation in middle-aged and older adults demonstrated improvements in arterial stiffness and endothelial function compared to a placebo, suggesting a potential role in reversing vascular aging. So there's more evidence on the other amino acid, L-citrulline. And then combined supplementation of L-arginine and L-citrulline has also shown promising results in enhancing vascular health and elasticity, with studies reporting reductions in arterial stiffness and improvements in endothelial function in hypertensive individuals. So that's literally just three of dozens and dozens and dozens of papers that have been done on this topic. So let's talk about these two amino acids a little bit. First, you have to understand that amino acids come from protein. So if you have a piece of chicken, for instance, you might have 20 or so amino acids in that piece of chicken. Your body at the cellular level doesn't know what to do with chicken, but it does know what to do with those amino acids. Those are the nutrients, what they call the building blocks of protein. Also the building blocks of muscle. But amino acids have tons of different jobs, we'll say, that they do inside the body. In the case of arginine, one of the jobs is to make nitric oxide. In the case of citrulline, it's kind of interesting. Citrulline itself does not make nitric oxide. Citrulline converts to arginine, and then arginine makes nitric oxide. So the question would be, well, why in the world would I need citrulline, if arginine is the direct player, why am I going to use this indirect player? And there's a very good reason for that. Because citrulline, unlike arginine, recycles itself, essentially. So what happens is you get not as big of a boost of nitric oxide from citrulline on the first dose. If you were to take, say, 3,000 milligrams of each, you'd have more nitric oxide produced from the 3,000 milligrams of L-arginine in one shot, but it would only have a half-life of about 3 to 4 hours in the body, meaning that after 3 or 4 hours, it's half used up and it's going to deplete completely within 6 to 8 hours. Well, citrulline, you don't get as big of an initial boost, but a few hours later, you get another run. A few hours after that, you get another run. A few hours after that, you get another run. And so in most cases, depending on metabolism and a variety of other things, you might get 12 to 24 hours of benefit from citrulline versus 3 to 6 or 7 hours for arginine. And therefore, they are a perfect pair because you get essentially the slow release benefit of citrulline and the rapid release benefit of arginine rolled in together. But this is a key thing. As with all amino acids, if you take amino acids with protein, so let's say you decide you're going to mix arginine and citrulline powder into a protein shake, or you're going to take it when you eat a meal, that has protein in it. Well, that's a problem because the receptor sites of the cells are for these amino acids are the same. And so you're going to end up reducing the overall bioavailability of the individual amino acids, the citrulline and the arginine, because you got a bunch of other amino acids flooding that cell site trying to get absorbed at the same time. And so it's really important if you're going to use individual amino acids. I talked about L-lysine, for instance, on the shingles show. You want to do it on an empty stomach so that it doesn't have to compete with other amino acids. Same can be said about arginine and citrulline. You want to take them on an empty stomach. 30 to 45 minutes prior to a meal is optimal, or a couple hours after a meal. If you do that, you're going to give the body the highest level of potential uptake. Now, let's talk about beets. A lot of people say, well, why are you talking about these amino acids when I could just use beets? That's a whole food. You just talked about real salt and how that's a whole food. Let's clarify this because I get this question a lot. I love beets. Eat all the beets you want to eat. There's all kinds of nutritional benefit to beets. Absolutely. And one of the best benefits of beets is nitric oxide production because of the naturally high levels of citrulline in beets. That's great. Watermelon, also very high in citrulline. Also great. However, from a clinical standpoint, we have weak evidence by comparison of beets and their ability to boost nitric oxide versus the individual amino acids, arginine and citrulline, and their ability to increase nitric oxide. From an anecdotal standpoint, when I talk to people who've used beets for this purpose, or beet powder, or fermented beets, or beetroot extract, or any of those things compared to citrulline, or citrulline and arginine, or just arginine, any of that combination, across the board, just about, I get better feedback on the amino acids independently. Keeping in mind, these amino acids, while they are isolated from food, are still food nutrients that your body recognizes as food and knows what to do with. So we're not isolating things and turning it into a drug. We're isolating these individual amino acids essentially to give your body a better shot at absorbing a higher percentage of it. A little bit different than some of the other things that we talk about when it comes to whole food. So be my guest. If you want to use beets, absolutely. If you want to use beets instead of citrulline and arginine, give it a shot. It might do the job for you. It does for a lot of people. But my experience has been the amino acids generally win out in terms of results. So what do I suggest when it comes to nitric oxide? Oh, and let me just give you two little side benefits you might really, really like that you may not know about. Maybe you do. For exercise, more blood flow is better. More blood into the muscle tissue is better. More of a muscle pump is better. You'll be able to work out harder before fatiguing. You'll be able to simply have better muscle endurance in the presence of higher levels of nitric oxide. But also, sexual benefit, particularly for men, but also for women, there is real benefit in performance because, of course, blood flow is a key element of sexual performance, particularly for men. And so while you might really love that you get normalized blood pressure in many cases, you may also love that you're this side benefit of what it can do for you in the gym or what it can do for you in the bedroom. So there's a formula that was developed years ago. I fell in love with it. It was developed based on the research done by Dr. Ignaro, who I previously mentioned, and it has 5 grams of L-arginine and 2 grams of L-citrulline per scoop. It's a powder. You mix in water once a day, 30 to 45 minutes before you eat something. And I've sold it for years. It's called NO Cardio Boost. It is one of my favorite products. I use it on a regular basis myself, even though I don't have hypertension. I'd like to keep it that way. So for just overall cardiovascular wellness, prevention of vascular aging, getting more blood flow to where I want it to flow, all of those reasons, I love Cardio Boost. For any cardiovascular concerns, in my book, increasing nitric oxide is almost always going to be a plus. If you've got cardiovascular issues, you should certainly talk to your doctor or your pharmacist about this. Get some information from them so that you can make a good decision for yourself. Do your own research. Certainly don't take only my word for it. But my experience has been that 5 grams of arginine, 2 grams of citrulline is an incredibly effective tool in balancing and maintaining optimal blood pressure levels, which we absolutely do want. Okay. So that's what I recommend. And generally what I tell people is, you know, do that for a month, 30 days, 60 days, somewhere in that range, see how you're doing, monitor your results, all of that kind of stuff. And look at, you know, what kind of progress you're making. If you're making the progress you want and things are looking really good, just maintain that. Keep it up. Everything is good. If not, some people seem to use 2 servings a day. That can be a really effective dose for some people. But in most cases, you don't need to use 2 servings a day for more than a couple of months. And then you can go back to a maintenance dose of 1 serving a day. I've had a handful of people that need 3 servings a day to get to where they want to get. But most people don't need to. And if they do, again, you can usually reduce it down to 1 serving a day for maintenance over time. There are some people, too, that need a little bit more support than just what the Cardio Boost, the arginine and citrulline can give. In that case, I'm a huge proponent of aged garlic extract. There's excellent evidence, plenty of research indicating that it may reduce blood pressure levels by about 10%, which is awesome. Plus, there's a myriad of other great benefits to aged garlic extract. I've done 2 great shows on that we'll link in the show description. Also, berberine, episode 227. I know that one by heart because I recommend it all the time. A Vitality Radio podcast, I talk about berberine and how there's even studies showing that it's as effective or more effective than lisinopril in blood pressure, according to the research that's been done there. And then something known as clinical OPCs, which is a unique French grape seed extract. Love OPCs for this purpose as well. There's some clinical evidence showing that they may also decrease blood pressure, by as much as 10% in some cases. So lots of different options. This is one where I basically tell people, look, there are definitely pharmaceutical tools that can be used for blood pressure. And the challenge there is that in many cases, They absolutely work. And the problem is you're going to be on them for the rest of your life, in most cases, unless you do some really great lifestyle things to, you know, get away from them, like, you know, consistent exercise, losing weight, reducing your, you know, insulin sensitivity, or increasing your insulin sensitivity, you know, these types of things, all of which I recommend ahead of any supplement anyway, right? We want to get healthy with as much as we can with just diet, lifestyle, exercise, those types of things. But supplements have their place. And so if you've done those things and you're not there, again, first magnesium, real actual salt, those are the first two things. And then I usually recommend the cardio boost. And then after that, things like, you know, aged garlic, berberine, depending on what kind of results you're getting. The pharmaceuticals will be there. They'll always be there. And again, I'm not your doctor and this is not medical advice, but if there are natural things that might do the job, my view on it, why not give them a shot and see if we can actually improve our health, not just reduce our symptomology? That's the biggest thing. And that's why I'm such a fan of these two amino acids, because you may actually be improving your cardiovascular health, not just reducing blood pressure. And which would you rather do? Would you rather have normal blood pressure and still a weak cardiovascular wellness situation? Or would you rather reduce your blood pressure and have increased cardiovascular wellness? Kind of an obvious answer, I think. And that's why I wanted to bring this show to you. I realize I have not done as deep a dive on this as I could have done. And hopefully what I've provided for you today is useful. If you have questions, of course, you know where to ask. 801-292-6662 or the chat feature online at vitalitynutrition.com. We'll have links to everything I talked about in the show description. Until next time, I'm Jared St. Clair, and this has been Vitality Radio. Before I forget, I want to remind you that Be Healthy Utah is coming up. It's April 19th and 20th. If you're not in Utah, that's okay. You can still kind of virtually attend. It's not streaming, but they will send you the recordings, if you're interested, of about 40 different speakers, including myself, Carlin Call, many other excellent speakers talking about all things health, wellness, nutrition, cutting edge stuff, great stuff. I love this event. Now, if you're in Utah, you can come in person. It's at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy on Friday the 19th of April and Saturday the 20th of April. It's a most of the day event, both days. All that information is at BeHealthyUtah.com. You can get 40% off if you use the code Vitality40 for your in-person tickets. Two-day tickets, which are only $37 to begin with, so it's like $22 with the 40% off. Total no-brainer. If you can be there that weekend, I highly recommend it. But just for the speakers, just for one or two of the speakers, to pay $22 is well worth it. 2 to 3 weeks after the event, you'll have access to all of those talks, all of which are worth hearing for sure. I've listened to many of these speakers before myself, and highly recommend it. Vitality40 is the code at BeHealthyUtah.com. April 19th and 20th is the big event. If you decide to come, I'd love for you to stop at my booth and shake my hand, introduce yourself if we haven't met before, reintroduce yourself if we have. And of course, I'd love to have you hear me speak, which happens on Saturday the 20th at 3 p.m. So that's it. BeHealthyUtah.com.
Been listening to the Vitality Radio podcast. Enjoy your week. In the meantime, Jared will be feverishly searching for the latest nutrition info to educate you on and wading into mounds of propaganda to help steer you through it. Vitality Radio is researched and written by Jared St. Clair. Our awesome music is by Brian Bob Young. Support Vitality Radio by subscribing and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast source. Don't forget to follow us at Vitality Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please let us know your thoughts about this episode by using the hashtag Vitality Radio Podcast. And if you like what you hear, go tell somebody with a share, a screenshot, or an airdrop. Thank you.